Finally, I'm home. After working a late night, I finally finished the project that my boss pushed on me. It was all worth it, though, because I had a great day ahead of me. The part I was most excited for, though, was seeing my son. I finally won the custody battle against my ex-wife, so now I actually get to see him. I fixed up my old spare bedroom for him, though, although it was all bland and white. I figured we would have some spare time later, and we could make any changes he wanted. I lumbered up the stairs, and when he finally heard I was here, he quickly called me into his room. "Daddy, I can't sleep. There's a monster in my window." "Monster, huh? That's a riddle for a kid." "Oh, don't worry about that. It was just tree branches blowing in the wind. See?" I pointed and showed him the branch tapping against the window pane. He trusted me enough to calm himself down, and I kissed him goodnight. Finally, time for sleep. Could hardly even see straight at this point. I walked across the hallway and collapsed into my bed. I had too much on my plate to be dealing with monsters. I had to go with him to school the next day and get him signed up for in our district, but I had to buy him school clothes. I couldn't even think straight. That's when I heard him calling again. Man, I love the kid and all, but I needed some sleep. "Daddy, the monster's back again," he shrieked. I looked up to the window. Nope, nothing but the tree branches. I walked over to prove it to him. I opened up the window and turned back to him. "See, it's nothing but the tree. I told you, now go to sleep. You've got school in the morning." He was still a little startled from what I could see. But what could I do? I was just too damn tired. Again, I fell into the comfort of my bed. Then I heard a cry. And I just had enough. Could not take it anymore. "Fine, I'll sleep with you in your bed. If you see any monsters, just hold tight to me." I walked back into his room, pulled back his red blanket, and lay next to the kid. While I lay, eyes closed, my mind started wondering, didn't I buy white sheets for the bed? I looked at my son's slit neck and realized my mistake. That's when I heard the monster, except it wasn't tapping at the glass. It was the footsteps from the open window. I couldn't help but laugh. How did I realize there were no trees in my yard?